Kathleen Levy. She is with the Lansing State Journal. She covers education. She's covered everything there because she is a veteran writer. But young at heart, Kathleen, how are you?
Great, Tony. Thanks.
I figured I've got all this age thing in there. I better correct myself. Now, yesterday, Kathleen, we were talking about a couple of things dealing with education, and we had some responders via email and phone call. First of all, when it comes to cursive writing, we understand a lot of school districts and a lot of teachers aren't teaching that anymore. And just wanted to get your take on that, not only from the perspective of a parent, but from, you know, what you see when you're out gathering information about what you cover here in Lansing.
Well, I personally am a defender of cursive writing because, first of all, it's faster than printing. And second of all, there is some research out there that shows that the very act of learning cursive writing does some things to the wiring in your brain that's helpful when you're learning other things, too. So, you know what? Printing is okay, but it's not elegant.
Well, there's some research out there that there's a new wave of letter writing and that stationery sales are up. What my wife does is they don't teach it where we go to school, but she has been all summer long. And what she does with the boys is she gives them we time. They can earn we time by learning their cursive writing.
So that's, love it.
That's been going pretty well. Something else we talked about also was the fact that there is a state law on the books that public schools cannot make us buy school supplies. And I don't know, for whatever reason, I was always under the impression that we were obligated to pay it. And there were some instances I remember, well, Tony, you didn't bring the sanitary wipes or you didn't bring the paper towels. What a loser you are. You need to get those in. I can remember getting notes, too. And I always thought that I felt the pressure. And really, we're kind of doing them a favor, even in these tough economic times. Well, what's your take on that?
You know, my take on that, state law does say that the schools must provide everything that is needed by students to learn. And the list that came home with my kids included, but you know, if you add it all up, it's probably more than $50 for both of the kids. And in these economic times, I understand that schools are strapped, but I think that's a lot to ask of parents. That stuff is not cheap.
No, it's not, especially when you have multiple kids to buy for, you know?
Exactly. So you know, I think if you can do it and you want to do it, I think you should go ahead and do it. But I don't think there should be any pressure on parents who don't necessarily have that kind of money to shell out for that kind of thing right now.
All right, Kathleen recently wrote a piece about the Lansing School Board as they have set a December deadline for restructuring, and wanted to get your take. Give us the details from what you know.
Well, the board has been, this is something that Board President Shirley Rogers has wanted to do for some time. She wanted to do this in the spring, and they had a lot of issues going on in the spring, especially the budget. So once they got the budget balanced, what she wanted to do was to sit down and figure out a way to get a series of meetings going and bring some information to the public and say, you know, very tough things have to happen. Everybody knows that Lansing needs to close some schools because 20 years ago there were 20,000 students, and right now there are 13,000 students, and next year it might be 12,000. And if the state does lift the cap on charter schools and more charter schools come, then Lansing will probably have even fewer kids than that. So obviously they need to work on downsize, you know, they call it right-sizing. And people need to be on board with this. See, people are very married to this high school that they went to or their grandpa went to or their dad went to or the elementary school that is in their neighborhood. And I think what they're telling people is, you know what, we need to have a real conversation about this and really move forward and get this job done.
Kathleen, I had an interesting conversation with someone who works at this radio station, and his perspective was pretty interesting. He thinks, and this is no disrespect to Superintendent Dr. T.C. Wallace, but he thinks the next superintendent needs to be someone who is energetic, who has a vision and a way to energize and motivate people, especially principals who are their chief motivators in their schools. But we need someone dynamic like that to come into this school district. What do you think?
I think that would be ideal, to have somebody who is dynamic, who that everybody could unite around. And for whatever reason, this board and this superintendent have not been functioning well together, and the board needs to carefully choose someone that that they can function well with.
Well, they chose this guy, though, right?
Well, yes, although there have been some changes on the board since then. You know, another thing we have coming up is that Jack Davis and Ken Jones have chosen not to run again. So we have some new candidates who will be looking at the board. So when this, by the time the new superintendent gets here, we'll have two different members on the board, too. And that could create a kind of a new dynamic also that might be good.
Any news on who may throw their hat into the ring?
Yeah, the candidates there, I believe there are seven candidates. Now, Nicole Armbruster, who was appointed to the board, is running again. And then there are a number of other candidates, including, I think there's a Cooley Law School, someone who works at Cooley Law School is running. And there are a number of people, some I know and some I don't know.
How about Kathleen Levy?
Well, you know, we live in the wrong district, and I think that might be a conflict of interest.
The difference between Dr. T.C. Wallace and Sharon Banks?
You know, I think Dr. Banks had a little bit different approach. Dr. Wallace wants to get things done. Dr. Banks wanted everyone to kind of hold hands and be friends, and both of those styles are fine, but again, I think it depends on what the community is ready for and what the board is who the board is willing to work with. I think part of the problem over the past few years is that there's tough decisions to be made, and people have been shying away from the tough decisions. It's time to go forward.
You know, and talking with you, Kathleen, about education more over the course of more than a year, if I've learned anything, that you really can't totally blame the teachers or the administration or the governor. What really needs to occur, and I don't know how you do this, but what really needs to occur is a cultural change with parents that are very engaged with their kids, to make sure their kids handle their business in a respectful way, and also to make sure that they are engaged with the process. But I don't know how you do that.
You know what? That's hard, and especially with this economy. You know, Lansing has a lot of people who are not necessarily on the wealthy end of the scale, and if you are working a couple of jobs to keep food on the table and you didn't have a very good educational experience yourself when you were in Eastern High School or Sexton High School, you know, it's hard to get you involved in the process at this point because you don't have time and you don't have a good feeling toward the schools. So that is a tough issue. That is a very tough issue. And in some other districts are more fortunate in that they're a little more economically better off and people are more willing to be involved. But Lansing does. That's a big hurdle.
All right. What should readers of the Lansing State Journal look for from you over the next few days?
Well, that's interesting that you should ask, because this morning the state is releasing the list of lowest performing schools. And last year, you might remember that Waverly and Eastern High School both landed on that list.
Mm-hmm.
There is potential that maybe we might have a local school on there this year. And so we would have to take a look at the ramifications of that.
You know, and that kind of hurts me to my soul to see Eastern anywhere near that, as someone who worked there for 5 years. But we got to roll our sleeves up and go to work, I guess.
That's right. And there are going to be some great changes at Eastern this fall. They have lengthened the school day, added more classes, given kids more personal time with teachers. So hopefully those things are going to work.
All right, Kathleen, thanks so much for your time. Enjoy your weekend.
Thanks, Tony.